Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing an awesome thing in the world. God is saving people, Pastor Diana, in the world. God is restoring life in the world. God is the author of restoration. Come here this morning excited about that. Whatever need to be fixed, God is ready to fix it.
He is the God of restoration. That's why he sent Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus came to restore the relationship of humanity with God. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the curtain was torn from the top unto the bottom. There's no longer a division between who can access God and who cannot. We all come through the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be of a certain nationality or of a certain descent. We don't have to come at a certain time. We don't have to wear a certain outfit. We don't have to do a certain ritual. We have full access to God at any time in our time of need. We have his mercy available unto us. We have his grace available to us. We have his comfort, his peace, his direction, all these things are freely available to us. Why? Because Jesus came and he restored the family of God. He restored the relationship of humanity with God. We're going to start off this morning in Isaiah chapter 42, looking at verse 22. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore. Look at that word. He said, no one says, restore. So sometimes we just become very absent-minded of the needs that are around us. And no one says, restore. As we've moved forward these last few weeks, we've been talking about the Great Commission. We've talking about answering the call, where we have been talking about showing the attributes of the sheep and not the goats. So here now we're moving into a teaching on restore, restoration. It says, for plunder, and no one says restore. We must be ready to say restore, to call on the God of heaven to restore.
So throughout the month of June, we are going to repeat that word, restore. If it is broken, then we need it to be what? Restore. But no one cried, restore. We're going to cry through the month of June the word restore. You will hear it here. And you will get the prophetic announcement here. Whatever is broken, whatever is lacking, whatever the devil took from you, plunder from you, if he plunder your health, you're going to cry through that month, restore.
There's a king by the name of Asa in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. And the Bible tells us that he did well serving God. He did well in turning the people to the hearts of God and taking down different idols and such. But in verse 12 of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, it tells us, and in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa rested with his fathers. He died in the 41st year of his reign. So when I read that, that was impactful because it talks about how he did great things for God, how he was respected, his work was respected by God because he did things in reverence for God. But then when it came to his own sickness, a severe sickness,
yes,
he became diseased in his feet.
Yes.
Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
Right.
And shortly thereafter, 2 years there later, because it says this was in the 39th year, and then he rested, he died in the 41st year. So for 2 years, he battled with this ailment, with this disease in his feet, and it was very severe. Couldn't move how he once moved. He couldn't do what he once did. But he did not seek the Lord. He sought the physicians. So that perplexed me. So how a man known for such greatness, who did the will of God, now in his own moment of his greatest need, he doesn't cry out for himself, restore. What a missed opportunity. And it says it clear right in the scriptures, yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physician. So we must make sure that we are seeking God in all things pertaining to our life. You know, sometimes we're real strong, we're real good in certain areas, but then in other things, we just kind of let it go, let it slide. But we can't let it slide. We have to cry out, restore, seek the Lord while he may be found. He is the God of all flesh, and he wants to restore.
Right. Because when we think of the word restore, it carry, Diane, bring back. If you just think of the word restore, restore is to bring back. Bring back the original. Bring back that which was lost. In my life, in your life, we every day we got to say, Lord, restore this part of my life. It is not where it was in the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning of things, it was great. Somewhere down the line, it's no longer. So I needed to come back in its original shape, its original form. My health was good in the beginning, but now my health is not good. I need my health to be what? Restored.
As we look through the Bible, there's lots of places where the word restore is used, and it has lots of different life areas where it is used. So it talks about restoring provision, restoring purpose,
yes,
restoring health, restoring land and profitability, restoring true worship, restoring usury, restoring the soul, restoring the spirit.
Yes.
There are so many things. We're
to
called
be restored.
To be restored.
Restore.
We're called the restorer of the streets to dwell in. And how much does that go in line with the Great Commission? To be a restorer of the streets,
yes,
to dwell in. And that comes from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12, it tells us, those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach.
The restorer.
The restorer
of the breach.
Of streets.
Yes.
To dwell in.
So the word there, as you read it, Diane, mm-hmm, repairer, is also a word that used in place of restore. Mm-hmm. So they're simultaneously akin. So when you read your Bible, some version will say to repair. It carries the same meaning as to restore.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you're repairing. It says you shall be called the repairer of the breach.
Yes.
Which, and anytime there's a breach, you know, when we're watching our action movies and such, or a security breach, there's a break,
yes,
in the covering. There's a break. So it says you're the repairer of the breach, the restorer of
the
streets to dwell in. That's the Great Commission.
Okay.
Those from among you. Doesn't say those who are great kings from another nation. It says those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in.
Yes. So what is in your life that you identify? So throughout this month, we'll ask you to write down a list of things in your life that need to repair, to be restored. Write them down. And in Isaiah 42 and verse 22 that we read here, why is struggle? Because no one cry restore. And you're going to cry out to God for the word to restore those things.
Mm-hmm. Think about when you go to the store, you do a transaction online. You have, if you want a refund, if you desire a refund, you have to go through the process. You have to do, in order for your money to be restored to you, there you have to make it known. Otherwise, the retailer is just going to not, they're not going to be looking for you to give you a refund. You have to come to them if you want to be your money to be restored. If there was something went wrong with the product or the product was not what you desired, in order for restoration to take place, you have to do the, you have to make the initiative in order to bring that process into effect. So there are things that we have to come forth back into the place of prayer to bring forth restoration. See what the process is. Relationships need to be restored. Sure. We said that last week, that some of the homelessness could be broke if relationships were restored and people's families were reconciled together. Help relationships that were once well were restored. That would take care of some of the homelessness issue, restoration of relationships. And we have to also be restored to the joy of our salvation. In Psalm chapter 51, verse 12, it tells us, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. So what's he asking God? Restore to me the joy of your salvation. In salvation, we have joy. And if we don't feel, if we're not walking in the spirit of joy, we have to ask for That's restoration. Right. We have to come into remembrance, the joy of your, it says your salvation with a capital Y, the Lord's salvation, what Jesus did on the cross. We have to keep it forever in front of our mind because the enemy wants to push it to the side. He wants us to be not so much thinking about the things of God and to just be la-la-la to sleep. But we have to ask God, restore to me the joy of salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. We serve a generous God. When we're going through different difficulties and such in life, we feel like God is far from us. But it's us who is separating ourselves from God because we are not drawing near unto him. We are looking at the lack instead of the much, instead of the generosity of the spirit of God. So let that be your meditation point today. Psalm 51, verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold
it. Thank you
by
for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.